FHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A wedding party at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire, was shattered by gunfire last night, leaving an adult male dead and several other people injured. CBS News Boston reporter Samantha Cheney is on scene for us.
A witness told me she was a friend of the bride. She described this incident as surreal. She said it was like a moment out of a movie, something you never expect to actually have to live through. She says everyone was on the dance floor having a great time when all of a sudden she heard shots fired.
The state attorney general's office says a person is detained but not under arrest. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law legislation banning masks for most police on duty, including ICE agents.
ICE is now the largest private police force in the United States of America. And I say private because increasingly it appears to many of us that they have sworn an oath to Donald Trump, not the Constitution.
The law also prohibits schools and healthcare facilities from allowing ICE agents on their grounds without valid warrants. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell is in Glendale, Arizona, where tens of thousands are expected to pay final respects to Charlie Kirk today.
Final preparations are underway in Glendale, Arizona, for the memorial service of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. On Sunday, State Farm Arena, usually home to the Arizona Cardinals, will instead play host to a number of government officials and party leaders set to speak to the legacy of the Turning Point founder who was killed last week in Utah.
President Trump and Vice President Vance will be among the speakers. BBC's David Willis reports Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is putting restrictions on what journalists can cover at the Pentagon.
The new guidelines limit journalists based at the Pentagon to only publishing information that has been authorized for release by department officials. Those who fail to adhere to the policy will forfeit their press credentials. Mr. Hegseth, who was recently given the title Secretary of War, said in a social media post that the press doesn't run the Pentagon, and he urged that 90 or so journalists accredited to work there to, as he put it, wear a badge and follow the rules or go home.
In a series of extraordinary social media posts, President Trump is demanding that Attorney General Pam Bondi prosecute New York Attorney General Letitia James, former FBI Director James Comey, and California Senator Adam Schiff. In one posting exploding with exclamation points in all caps, he writes, "They impeached me twice and indicted me five times over nothing. Justice must be served now." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
A busy sports weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Cleveland, where it's the Packers against the Browns. We'll have a full recap of the game coming up later tonight. In St. Louis, another dramatic win for the Brewers. They beat the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Bryce Turang, the hero in this one, driving in the winning run. Brewers catcher William Contreras had to leave the game after getting his hand hit by a bat while behind the plate. X-rays were taken. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was in my office already wanting to play tomorrow.
X-ray?
Yeah. X-ray was negative.
College football, the Badgers upset at their Big Ten home opener yesterday, 27-10 to Maryland. It got so bad, fans in Madison were booing head coach Luke Fickell, chanting "Fire Fickell."
Yeah, I feel what they, you know, I feel what their pain is, you know, but there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to a thunderstorm chance. Highs of the lower 70s, a light breeze. Tonight, showers and storms out there, mostly cloudy skies. Lows dropping back into the mid-50s. We're not done with a storm chance on Monday. Highs in the lower 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Great to have you here with me tonight. Got a great show for you. We are going to kick off the weekend in style. For many of you, it's already started. Maybe you're at a happy hour. Should we try it? Would it be, do you think people would get upset if they were at happy hour and they put on a great show like ours?
I think it would be pretty cool.
I think it'd be great. I would love the challenge of trying to entertain drunken maniacs.
Toss a couple back and listen to Nightlight.
Exactly. That's the voice of Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. The kid Conrad Krieger. We're going to talk about, in a few minutes, one of Conrad's favorite shows. I feel like, you know, I trust your judgment. You know, we've talked about enough TV and movies where I feel like we're, you know, mostly on the same page. I have to watch How I Met Your Mother. I've just never, I don't know, and I can't see myself. I will, because of our working together, I'll go back and check it out. But is there like a network sitcom you'd go back and watch? And you're doing it with Seinfeld, I guess, but that's an iconic show.
Yeah.
Nothing really, like, you jumps know, out at me.
The only thing that jumps out, Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, and The Office, I feel like are the big three, like, comedy
kind of the last ones
that you go back to those and you just, you can laugh every episode.
Right. I would say Modern Family was more recent than Seinfeld and The Office. I think that's a great show. But, yeah, as far as, like, network shows, nothing really gets me. And like I said, I'll go back and watch. I am going to check out How I Met Your Mother one of these days. But nothing other than that really. Oh, God, look at this guy trying to park out here. Awesome. Student driver. He's going to back right up into the window here. I just got off on a tangent, folks. But I will check out How I Met Your Mother. And I'm going to take a quiz. Conrad is going to give me a quiz in a few minutes. It's quiz night here.
It is.
At Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So we've got our guest tonight, our Stuart Waddles from, he is the Southeast Wisconsin News Director here at Civic Media. He will be here at 6:35. We're going to talk about Dolly Parton, who made a big announcement this week. Talk a little bit maybe about Robert Redford, because I can't seem to let that go. See what Stuart's take is. And he's going to just kind of fill us in and tell us what's going on in Southeast Wisconsin. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's a bar band Friday night. Our pal Terry Barr is here with new music and outstanding conversation. It is always fun to talk to Terry. Friday nights were made for Terry Barr. So we'll do all of that tonight. We got a great question, and we hope desperately that you will be part of the show. And phone lines are open. Text us whatever's on your mind throughout the course of the show, and we will read it on the radio. So with that said, we've got, it's Friday. Everybody's kind of thinking about the NFL. And you got your Packers are playing on
Sunday
at noon against the Browns.
Yes.
My nephew, Griff, is a big Browns fan. He grew up, my sister Molly and her family. Believe me, they have their beats. It's not a well-run organization.
No, definitely not.
But they're
not.
Big fans. They still go. And
you know, that, you got to love that.
I do. I appreciate loyalty to one's team, even if it's a, especially if it's a team. Like, it's easy for you to be a Packer fan. You know, you've had a pretty good run, dude. They have been good your entire life.
Yeah, that's true.
They've won a Super Bowl. They won one a few years before you were born. That's kind of cool. And so, you know, I'm not saying you're less of a fan because you have a good team to root for and they make it kind of easy, but you're less of a fan. No, but it's true. If your team stinks, you know, that's it's a little more admirable, wouldn't you say?
I would say just sticking through them, bad years, I would definitely say so.
I have never been a bandwagon fan. I do have teams that I like. Like, I like the Steelers. I like the family owns it. They're kind of like the McCaskies, only successful, at least in the last 30, 40 years. I like the Steelers. Always kind of liked the Niners. I thought they were a well-run organization for a while. This is going to sound weird. I like the other NFC North teams. I mean, I think Detroit is a great story because Detroit has been through hell. The city is on a rebound, and I think that's a great story. And people of Detroit are gritty Midwesterners. And the Twin Cities I like. It was a good comedy town. I don't mind the Vikings. So I don't really hate any of the NFC North teams. But there are teams I hate. You know, that's a question one. What NFL team always?
Yeah, I got a big answer for that one.
Who is it?
The Cowboys.
Yeah, same. I think everybody, unless you're a Cowboy fan,
yeah,
no one's indifferent on the Cowboys.
I just disagree with that nickname that they give themselves.
Yeah.
America's team.
Because you think it should be the Packers.
Yeah. Any other team besides the, besides the Browns.
Besides the Browns, right. No, I agree. I don't know. And there's teams I love to hate, and the Cowboys are one of them. Whenever one of the New York teams is on, for whatever reason, I have no interest in watching the Giants. They usually suck.
Yeah.
The Both Jets teams. Are a joke. Yeah, they just, neither one of those teams. So I don't know. Got off too. But that's a good question. We'll do that soon, too. So lots of football this weekend. The Badgers play Maryland. I know. We'll see what happens there. I have a lifelong Badger friend, my friend Mike, who said, if they lose tomorrow, Fickle will be fired this year.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting.
He's definitely on the hot seat. I'll tell him that.
But, yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, so that's the show tonight. A great show. Let's get to the question of the night. Here's the Nightlight question of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It's National Love Your Lunch Day. A weird day. So tonight's question is, what is in your sack lunch? You have to bring, you got to brown bag it, folks. What's in your sack lunch? I'd love to know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment at YouTube, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, ex-Twitter. If you're watching the radio, we will read your text. Phone lines are open. Let us know. You know, I'm going to let you go first. I don't know. You kind of were born after the whole sack lunch thing. I think people still brown bag it, so to speak. But they got their coolers and their thermoses and, you know.
I think my mom kept it pretty simple for me, which was great. It was just PB&J. Maybe some other type of sandwich. But I feel like most days, PB&J, there's some chips, some fruit in there.
Yeah.
And then a little dessert. So maybe a little candy bar or something like that.
Mrs. Krieger, are you like the sweetest mom ever?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you're going to say. You're biased. I'm saying she sounds like an excellent mother. And I don't, when I was a kid, it was peanut butter sandwich, taco flavored Doritos. I don't think nacho flavor was even invented yet. This is like late 70s. And I had the peanut butter sandwich. I had taco Dorito. I would put the taco Doritos on the peanut butter sandwich.
My mom, bad boy.
My mom would pack like an apple, which I'd never eat. And then we'd get milk. It was Catholic school in Chicago. So we'd get like, and my mom was one of those that she didn't want us to have chocolate milk. Even though now it's kind of a healthy thing.
It's a staple in the lunchroom. It's just milk chocolate. Or chocolate milk. Yeah.
So that's my sack lunch. Now, as an adult, here's what I'm doing. I'm going reheated Chinese food. That's what I would do. That's what I would bring to work. If I brought my lunch to work, I'd probably bring leftover Chinese.
What if you didn't have leftover Chinese food from the day before?
I don't know. Because
would you go to a Chinese restaurant before?
Yeah, I'd probably go to a Chinese buffet.
Leave it out for like 5 hours.
And then mow it at lunch. I would probably do that. I'd probably hit the, there's a Chinese buffet down the street, you know.
I didn't know that.
We've never hit that. We should hit that. I'm never here early enough. But if I'm ever here for lunch, we should hit the Chinese buffet because we have one in Marinette. Pardon me. And I love Chinese buffet. It's like there's something about it. It's like liberating. It's like I can eat as much as and you never do. You slow down. You go back for that second plate and then like four bites in, you're like, whoa, okay. This is all going to waste.
Yes.
I'm sorry, God. I'm wasting more food. But I do love a Chinese.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll have about four or five of those things and then I'm full and I'm like, all right.
Well, they're good for you. It's seafood. I mean,
yeah, it's great. Not the cream cheese in it's, you know, really good for you.
It's dairy. No, I love the one we have in Marinette. It's, I think I told you, I went home one night and it was like 8. This is so weird. It's 8:30. I thought they closed at 9 and I called and I thought, oh, I'm in, you know, I made it back in time. I could put a box together and take it home and eat some Chinese tonight. I call and I go, hey, are you up until 9? No, 10 more minutes. I go, you close at 8:40? He goes, yes. Like, all right, I'll be right there. So odd. But I did it. I like the orange chicken or the General Tso's chicken. They have chow mein noodles I've been reintroduced to. I like, but yeah, I like all that stuff. And they have cocktail wings, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
You know, I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
It's not, who's eating that?
I don't know.
You know, nobody, first of all, nobody is eating cocktail weenies. Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet. And the other thing they have for dessert is royal fudge stripes out of the box, like out of the cookie.
Yeah.
Like they just like went to the grocery store and kind of weird. So, all right. But the question is, backtracking, what is in your sack lunch? You can tell us what you brought to school for lunch. In a brown bag or your lunchbox, or what you bring now. No right or wrong answers, folks. There's only your answers, and all wonderful. So let us know. So we have a quiz. We'll do that after the break. But why don't you set it up? Why don't you tell people what you...
Well, How I Met Your Mother is my favorite show of all time.
Right.
I've rewatched it probably about 9 times now through.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Watch every season... 9 times through.
My brother introduced this to me when I was like 14 or something around there.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it the first two episodes. Like it catches you so fast and it's hilarious. All the characters, the group that they have is, you know, the main five are just so great.
Yeah.
Together. And
you mean it's funny from the get-go?
It
is what you're saying. Like you're hooked immediately.
The chemistry these characters have in it is just amazing. Like it seems like every time I come back to it, it feels like I'm visiting old friends. That's how it feels like.
And yeah, that's a great show. That's a comfort show.
And I have this quiz that I made because there's 9 seasons of it. And, you know, it really gained popularity in around the 3rd season.
Okay.
And with that comes a lot of guest stars. And there's some ones, I made a quiz that's like, was this person in it or not? And you not knowing How I Met Your Mother, I think makes it better.
It's so random. It's just like, but I'll see. Maybe I'll do all right.
You know, it's not like you have to do well on it.
No.
I think it's cool the names that have been on the show.
Okay.
And some of the names, you're going to be like, really? He was, they were on it?
I think I'm going to do okay just because I've worked with you for a while now, and I think maybe I can guess what you're going for when someone hasn't been on the show. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. So we'll do that, folks, after a quick break. But also... I think I teased that this is quiz night here on Friday, but I don't think I said what we were doing. Stuart J. Waddles will be here at 6:35. We'll talk to Stuart a little bit, and then he's going to take, he's the one that told me about this Dolly Parton event. So I thought, he's a fan. We're going to give Stuart a Dolly Parton quiz. She is an American treasure, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell us your favorite Dolly Parton song or movie or whatever. Text us, drop a stream comment, whatever, be part of the show. But Stuart will take our quiz. We are becoming known all over the world for our nightlight quizzes. In fact, we just started getting texts from North Korea.
Really?
Unfortunately, I'm not bilingual, so they feel ignored. But it's nice to know they're listening. So we'll do all that. But right now, when we come back, I am going to take Conrad's How I Met Your Mother quiz and tell you about a movie I am looking forward to more than I have any other movie in like a year. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. He's all my mom's daddy never had.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Right, it's Friday, folks. You could let that play, Con. Great song. Kind of doesn't really make sense because he's kind of personifying days of the week. Great song. Happy feel-good song, and hope you're having a happy and feel-good Friday, folks, as we head into segment number two here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. On a Friday night, it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. My pal Stuart Waddles will be here at 6:35. He's going to take a Dolly Parton quiz. Right now, I'm going to take a How I Met Your Mother quiz. This kind of a fun, tangential quiz, but first I'm going to tell you, Paul Thomas Anderson, I cannot wait to see this movie, One Battle After Another. It does not open until next Friday. But it's Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, who I don't know if anybody plays a better badass than Sean Penn. And Leo DiCaprio's great. And Paul Thomas Anderson, supposedly this is his most anticipated movie in 20 years. It's getting close to, it's at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, 80 reviews in, and it doesn't even open until a week from tonight. But a lot of people have seen it. That's when you know you have a good film. They're not scared to show it to critics a week out. And I don't even know how old these reviews are. This could be from 2 weeks out. But this film, I am very excited. I'm a little too excited. I think my expectations are way too high.
But, did you see how long the movie is? 2 hours and 50 minutes.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because of the reviews. If it was getting like a 41%, I wouldn't even go see it. But there are some movies that are that long that I don't want them to end.
You know,
I hope this is one.
I just wanted to see the cast of it. Sean Penn's name in this film is Stephen J. Lockjaw.
What
a name.
It's terrible. Benicio Del Toro's in it. Love him. Regina Hall. Great. It's going to be a fun movie. I'm feeling good about it, but we'll see. All right. So I have never seen the show How I Met Your Mother. It's Conrad's favorite show of all time. And we're going to do a quiz. He put together a quiz for me on, he's going to name a guest star, or potential guest star, alleged guest star. And I have to guess if this person was really on the show or not.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned why we're talking about How I Met Your Mother. I can't.
Good point.
It is.
Dropped today.
It's
right?
The 20th anniversary of the show. It came out in 2005 today.
Okay.
So it means a lot to me. So that's,
and it went,
you know,
nine seasons.
Yeah. And, Do you want to get started?
Let's do it.
All right.
We've got some time.
Special guest appearances in How I Met Your Mother. Were they not on the show? Or yeah. So the first one is Justin Bieber. Was he on the show or was he not?
Wait a minute. When did the show go off the air? 2016?
Yes. So it was 2016.
Yeah, he did it.
No.
Damn you, Conrad. See, I would say no because he's... All right, just whatever. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm 0 for 1.
Okay. The next one, Bob Barker. Was he on the show?
No.
He was.
Come on.
And he plays hilarious in it. It's Barney doesn't know his father in the show, and his mom... He was bothering his mom about it when he was younger. He's like, Mom, who's my dad? And she just points at the screen. That guy. It was Bob Barker.
And was it
so
really?
His whole life he believed that it was Bob Barker.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so he actually meets Bob Barker in the show and has an awkward moment with him, being like, "Dad."
That's great. Okay. All right. 0 for 2.
Yes.
This is not going well.
John Cena.
No.
Correct. Got that one. All right.
This is graded on a curve, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Next one, Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Correct. He plays Ted's architect boss, and he sucks.
As a person.
As a person in the show.
All right.
Great acting, terrible person in the show. All right, next one.
2 for 2. All right, 2 for 4.
Will Forte.
Yes.
Correct. I don't even know how to explain his character. It's terrible.
All right.
Mark Ruffalo.
No.
No, he was not.
I know my Wisconsin homeboy.
All right.
Fellow Toluca baseball parent. Okay. What am I? 4 for 6?
Yes, 4 for 6.
67%. If I was a quarterback, I'd be headed to the Pro Bowl.
All right. Seth Green.
Yeah.
He plays a really, really creepy college, like one of their friends in college, and he stalks Marshall and Lily all the time.
Here, my thinking on that was he was kind of big in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I really like Seth Green. Didn't do much, and I thought, yeah, he would do that. And a lot of people like him, so I could see them offering him a walk-on role.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
He plays Barney's stepbrother.
Oh, nice. So I'm 6 for 8?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. Here's the next one. John Lithgow.
No.
Oh, I've mentioned this to you.
Have you?
He plays Barney's long-lost father.
And he's in it. Actually, yeah. I went kind of against my instincts. Okay.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
She was.
What?
She was in one episode, and she plays hard to get with Barney.
So now I'm 6 for 10?
6 for 10.
All right.
Kanye West.
No.
Correct.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He was.
Really?
And he didn't have an actual role. He was just in the background of one shot.
Oh, I love that.
He just loved the show so much.
Oh, that's
all right.
Fun.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She was. One episode.
Okay.
All right, last one. Regis Philbin.
Oh, man. Yes.
He was.
Whoa! Get down on it. What am I, 8 for 12?
Yeah, you did pretty good not seeing the show.
And I went against my instincts twice. So I could have done that. Excuses. our question of the night, folks. What's in your sack lunch? It's like National Lunch Day or something. Janet says homemade chicken and veggie soup on social media. Great, yep. Janet. Eric Ratzek, our pal Stretch, says turkey sandwich, the classic American meal. And my buddy Vince Morano says beef jerky in a 40-ounce. We are coming right back, folks, with Stuart J. Waddles. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. One person is dead and several injured after a shooting last night at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire. Sophie Flaburis saw it happen.
I was talking with a gentleman in there who took a chair, hit him over the head. He dropped the gun. The man fled. He went through the reception area into the kitchen, had blood on him.
A person is detained without charges. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation that includes a ban on most police officers wearing face masks on the job, including federal ICE agents.
We're pushing back against these authoritarian tendencies and actions of this administration.
President Trump leads the list of speakers at today's memorial service in Glendale, Arizona for Charlie Kirk. KPHO-TV's Derek Stahl is there amid already tight security.
State Farm Stadium holds more than 63,000 people, but that's not going to be enough. So the organizers have already reserved the hockey arena nearby, Desert Diamond Arena, for overflow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
A busy sports weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Cleveland, where it's the Packers against the Browns. We'll have a full recap of the game coming up later tonight. In St. Louis, another dramatic win for the Brewers. They beat the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Bryce Turang, the hero in this one, driving in the winning run. Brewers catcher William Contreras had to leave the game after getting his hand hit by a bat while behind the plate. X-rays were taken. Manager Pat Murphy.
I was in my office already wanting to play tomorrow.
X-ray?
Yeah. X-ray was negative.
College football, the Badgers upset at their Big Ten home opener yesterday, 27-10 to Maryland. It got so bad, fans in Madison were booing head coach Luke Fickell, chanting "Fire Fickell."
Yeah, I feel what they, you know, it's I feel what their pain is, you know. But there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old, but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically, the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to a thunderstorm chance. Highs of the lower 70s, a light breeze. Tonight, showers and storms out there, mostly cloudy skies. Lows dropping back into the mid-50s. We're not done with a storm chance on Monday. Highs in the lower 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, if you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me, folks, on this Friday night. A gorgeous Friday night. Technically still summer, but it feels like fall, and I'm going to go with that. You know, Conrad, every time you show up fresh from the beauty parlor with your haircut, I always make a comment. You haven't said jack about my ridiculously handsome haircut, and I'm not, you know, I've about had it with your crap.
You know, I'm kind of intimidated, so I can say.
Well, I understand that. Okay. You're forgiven. Let's find out. You know what? My first question for our next guest is going to be, I want to ask Stuart about how often he used to get his hair cut. He's one of those dudes that looks awesome, like bald. Some guys just pull off that look. And now let's get into it. What am I talking? Stuart is here he's on the stream, and I'm just talking about him and speculating. He's giving himself a scalp massage. My pal.
It's not that bad.
Stuart Waddles. He covers news here for Civic Media. He's the news director for Southeast Wisconsin at Civic Media, joins us now, as he has often in the past. We love when Stuart drops by. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, well, thanks. I just decided one day I was getting a little thin up here and decided to go for it.
It feels great, doesn't it?
There was a point where I was going with an actual razor. Now I went on Amazon and I found like a barber's professional, closest you can get with a buzz.
Okay. And you can do that yourself? Like, you don't need to...
I can. Well, wow, I'm awesome. Doing all of it. I mean, as long as I do all of it, I'm all right.
How often do you have to do it, Stuart?
Depends on my well-being. Every couple days.
Let me ask you this, because I know a friend who does that, and he looks awesome bald. And he's like, I'm more handsome. I look better bald than I did with hair. Do you put yourself in that category?
Well, there's a reason I did it.
Right. You know,
but yeah, I mean, it started to get a little thin up here, and I was like, yeah, I don't like to move it over here. And I used to have nice, beautiful, luscious hair like you, Keith. Look at you. What kind of product are you using? That's not Brill Cream. I can tell it's not Brill Cream. It's something that's oily, and but not too oily.
I use Brill Cream, and I use Electric Shave when I do my face. So, no, I just the cheap stuff. I get whatever is on sale and, you know.
Okay.
For product, but and it doesn't. What kind of stays in your hair for a long time? I don't know.
Well, I think it looks good. I'm not sure if Conrad said anything or not, but
he didn't say a word, Stuart. And you know what?
Come on, Connie.
I'm not saying like he's not a good person, but this is just getting to be. It is great to have you here, buddy. How have you been? We haven't talked in a while. We haven't talked since Bluey, and that was so fun.
That was a lot of fun. And have you watched any of it? Have you come across a few episodes? Have you watched Unicorse?
No, I haven't, but I will say regarding Bluey, when my kids were home, 24 and 20, I made them sit through with my wife, an episode of Bluey, and it was the one where the kid was dreaming.
Oh, that's the one.
Oh, God, it just got me. And with having the kids there, and they always know I ball so easily and they make fun of me and it's terrible, but it was really, what a great show. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And go watch the last two. I can't even have some of these final episodes that they've done on just because they're so heart-wrenching and well done. Yeah. But then the episode before that, like the dad's playing a game where he's given birth, and Disney has like scrubbed that one. Like there was there's one episode that they don't show in the States because they think it's too graphic. I'm not really sure, but it's Bluey, so it doesn't get too crazy, but yeah.
When did people get so soft? When did they get scared of a kid's show or comedians or what? What is happening?
It's one of the best ones because he's pretending. Like, people don't know the dad is like a heavy player. He pretends hard, and he brings the neighbor dad into it. where the neighbor dad just joins in, and it's hilarious. It's because he gives up what he's doing, and it's just a great show. Movie coming out in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Hey, are you you're a movie fan, but I don't know how often you get to the theater because you have young kids, but have you heard of this film opening with Leo DiCaprio and Sean Penn, the One Battle After Another? It's a Paul Thomas Anderson film.
No.
Very excited about this. I'll probably be talking about that quite a bit over the next, it opens next week, but I want to ask you, what do you have? Did you take a sack lunch to school when you were younger, Stu?
Oh yeah. I packed it myself starting in like second or third grade. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
The folks are working. I got to get stuff done. So it was PB&J with the Conrad. Ruffles were a ruffled variety. Nice. Didn't have to be specifically Ruffles. And then the trick is once you get there at the lunch table, open up the sandwich, place the chip inside. That's the move.
Yes, I'm so with you there. And did you ever trade or try to swap with other people at the table? Because I could never have pudding. My mom was not a big processed sweets person. I couldn't have pudding. I never had Pop-Tarts or anything like that. And I craved
no Little Debbie's?
Maybe the occasional Little Debbie. Not that that's any better, but yeah.
Well, that's the other thing in my sack. That's a Swiss cake roll, maybe one of those peanut butter things.
Those are
And there's
dynamite.
A couple of, when you went on a field trip, you get to bring a soda with.
So yeah.
If I could put a big red in there, we're gonna successful trip to the museum.
That's great. What is happening in Southeast Wisconsin, buddy? You're the guy down there, man. You're at WRJN. It's such a great station. You're hanging with Don Rosen and Chris Morrow and all these swell gents. What's happening?
Well, they're buying signals too. I don't know if you read the trades at all, Pete, but they picked up a few signals in the metro area in Milwaukee.
100.3. Yeah. WAUK.
RJN is being put into the big city. Okay. AUK is on an additional signal. So exciting changes possibly coming to AUK. Real big on that. News-wise, you probably heard about Microsoft, right? The big data center. It's getting even bigger.
Oh, yeah.
They call it the world's largest supercomputer, and it's going to be like on my way to the mall. It's going to be strange.
That is really cool.
The other thing that's kind of cool is, it's been cool for the last 30 years when they've been talking about it, but a rail service connecting Milwaukee to Kenosha. And in Kenosha is the end of the line for the Metra train getting into Chicago.
Right.
So theoretically, if they could put this all together, you can hop on a train in Oak Creek and get down to Chicago and vice versa.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Make your way all the way up to the megalopolis.
Right.
So that's something that's being worked on. And then the Port Bar downtown Kenosha, they're getting closer to that Al Molinaro statue.
And we've talked
about this before. Kenosha's very own Al Molinaro.
Yeah.
There's a bar downtown that's they're working on putting up an Al statue. They're in contact with his widow, and that's progressing. They're doing fundraisers, and they're moving that along.
So he's
not be interested in that.
Absolutely. And I didn't know he wasn't around anymore.
Oh, he passed. Yeah, it's been a while.
Did he really?
Yeah. When I worked at Tenuta's, have you heard of Tenuta's, a big famous restaurant in Kenosha?
No.
A restaurant. There is a restaurant called Tenuta's. I'm talking about the delicatessen.
No.
Anyway, when I worked there, Al came in and I took his groceries out once.
So wait a minute. Did he really live in Kenosha?
Yeah.
That's
where a lot of local causes. He came down to Coho Rama all the time.
Oh man, we got to do a deep dive into that one, Stuart. That's so
great. I could find the organizers of that thing. They'd be a fun segment.
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't know that. And so I assume during the Happy Days years, he lived out like in LA near the soundstage or whatever, but then he came back.
Came back around and, so that should be exciting. They're going to put the Al Molinaro statue up. So you could come here, check out that one, then going up and see Fonz and.
Is it wrong? Chachi
will come, or is Chachi from up your way?
No, Scott Baokin. I don't think so. We'll see. I'm more excited about the Al Molinaro statue than I am the Microsoft thing. And I don't know what that says about me, but I think it sounds.
I know. That's why I put it in my bullet points. I knew I got to hit the serious stuff, but the important stuff, the hard hitting Pete Schwab news, they include that.
That's my speed, Al Molinaro. That's awesome. So we were talking about How I Met Your Mother. Before we get to Dolly Parton, we've got big Dolly Parton news, Stuart, too, by the way. Tell us what happened. Let's just tease it. What happened this week?
She's doing better. She was supposed to be at a Dollywood event celebrating this big roller coaster. They're putting like $500 million into a renewal, new coasters and such at Dollywood. She was supposed to be there. However, last minute, she didn't show up. Apparently, she's got a kidney stone. She's not feeling well. And at least me, I'm on edge. She lost Carl Dean. She lost Carl Dean like 6 months ago.
I know.
Sometimes, you know, it can get weird when folks have been together like 60 years and one goes away. So I'm on Dolly watch.
Even if you never heard about the guy, it can be weird because they obviously had some bond, like you heard of. I knew she was married to, but he was so out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And again, for 60 years out of the spotlight.
Right. No, that takes
effort. Which, again, it's so, I'm on Dolly watch, and then she's, again, America's sweetheart, and he's 79.
She's fantastic. All right, we're going to do the quiz soon. We'll talk more about Dolly Parton. I have to ask you, though, what, you know, it's regarding sitcoms. I know we've talked about 80s stuff before, but Conrad loves How I Met Your Mother. Where are you at? Like, what kind of sitcom do you relax with, Stuart, if any?
30 Rock, the greatest show ever made.
Wow.
I mean, there's more jokes per second in that show than any show I've ever seen. And then you can even go back and watch, 20 years later now, and there's things that, oh, my goodness, how did I miss that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, 30 Rock's top of the list.
Do you want to know? I've only seen, like, 3 episodes of that. It's one of those.
Pete.
I know. It's one of those shows that I watch, and I laughed, and I loved it, and I'm just like, I was on to, you know, I don't know, The Wire or whatever. I just, the sitcoms.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. That's what your thing was. That was a show that debuted at the same time as 30 Rock with a similar premise.
Did it
was like
really?
A Saturday Night Live-esque, but that was like the Aaron Sorkin drama. And 30 Rock seeded. Oh, they were an offer like
Aaron
10, 15
Sorkin.
Years.
Very nice.
Remember that one?
Yes, I do. I do. I remember another one that came out. This is a little before that. It was called Wind on Water with Bo Derek. And it was like this family. They were all good looking, go figure. And they lived near the beach. And it was like the creepiest ad ever. It was like, you're two guys and you like to surf, like to chase girls. And Bo Derek is your mother. It was like, was this a porno? Like, what the hell? And it lasted about 4 episodes. It had nothing, no legs. You know, it was awful.
I think you should be the new voice of the Civic Media Radio Network. And pipes. Look at that.
I don't really know what I couldn't even recreate that if I tried. Stuart Waddles is my guest. He covers news. He is the Southeast Wisconsin News Director here at Civic Media. And we always love when Stuart stops by. So what else was I going to ask you? Conrad, help me out here. What was I going to...
We're talking Redford. You said you had Redford on your list.
Yes, of course. So where are you at on Robert Redford? Obviously, you mourn him. You know he was a great actor. But do you have a favorite Redford movie?
Robert Redford, the Environmentalist?
Or the Activist.
Well, yeah, it's to me, that's like the Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Ronald Reagan, the actor? Because for me, he wasn't my era. I mean, I'm Back to the Future, Ferris Bueller, and he was doing Legal Eagles at the time. So that wasn't my wasn't my bag as a kid. But Quiz Show was good. I remember watching Quiz Show. That was a fine film.
Sneakers?
I'm not well-versed in the Redford. And I'm more familiar with his like activism work and Sundance. His work.
You are so highbrow. Just thank you for being here, even though you're like. No, I think when I got into Redford was because of like HBO when that came about in like 1980 and the Movie Channel and all these. They were putting on Electric Horseman and Jeremiah whatever Jones or whatever, and all these Robert Redford movies were on. And that's how because most of those were made before my time too, but he was phenomenal. The guy was you've seen The Sting, right?
I have. It's been a while though. I don't remember.
You got to rewatch that.
It's been a long time.
That's a movie for the whole family. Show the kids.
Okay.
After you
that,
watch.
Is that where I should start with Redford?
No, start with Wind on Water with Bo Derek and then go to your whole Redford catalog. All right, Stuart Waddles is here, folks. We are going to give him a Dolly. We're going to talk about Dolly Parton, do a little more of a deep dive, and then we'll do a quiz. Stuart Waddles has agreed to take our Nightlight Dolly Parton quiz. We have a quiz for everything. All right, we're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, just
building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. A multicolored moods of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Like a
welcome back.
A rare and gentle thing.
That is the wonderful Dolly Parton. And this is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. What is that song called? Love is like a... That was a request from our
pastor. If you're looking for some Dolly bumper music, I offered up a suggestion. That's a fine song.
Actually wanted to come back with something, and Conrad said Stuart already requested something. So I'm like, that's fine.
You can have the next one.
Yeah.
On the next one. It's your show. I'll let you do it. You can get away with that.
I appreciate that. I had a great one queued up. So she had a kidney stone. She is one of those people who, I have to be honest, Stuart, like I was kind of indifferent about Dolly Parton most of my life. And I love the song Here You Come Again. And a few Dolly Parton songs that would come on. I don't even know if I knew they were Dolly Parton songs. I just knew her because of her, you know, who she was and her image and, you know, the big chest and all that kind of stuff when you're a kid. But she's a treasure. She is a national treasure. She is a nice person. She does tons of charity work. She's been in movies. She's had top 40 hits. How, if you even had to, what could you say bad about Dolly Parton?
I don't know. Let's find them. Who's saying something bad about Dolly? Where are they?
Right.
Let's go get them. Yeah, I had a strange introduction to Dolly. So
you met her?
Well, no, just in general in my life.
Okay.
I was probably in kindergarten, and I had the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas soundtrack memorized.
Wow.
So I had a strange introduction, and it's weird because you mentioned her physical attributes. To me, that as a kid, I'm watching Dolly, and that never registered to me. And for me, it's really? Like almost I saw her as like a family member, and that was never a thing with Dolly. Like
so
it was
cool.
like oh, gross! You think that about Dolly? It's just so yeah. My introduction was it started off in a weird place with Dolly, but yeah, she is a national treasure.
She
doesn't say anything bad about people. Keeps her
exactly.
most of her thoughts to herself.
I like how she keeps her thoughts to herself, but they kind of seep through sometimes, and you can tell she's a compassionate person who has empathy and sympathy. She's just a nice person, and I love her story. I love that she got to Nashville when she was like, what was it, like 16, and mm-hmm. met that dude, Paul Thomas Anderson. No, it was not Paul Thomas Anderson.
Carl Dean.
And she was
living in a house with like dirt on the floor.
Yeah, and she met him at a laundromat or something like that, and they just hit it off. I don't know. He was older than, I don't know. Was he wasn't like creepy older than her. Was he? Was he just a few years or what?
Not too much. Yeah.
Okay. So she's got a great story. I love everything about her. Do you have a favorite Dolly Parton movie?
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Cause it's got Dom DeLuise in it. It's got Burt
yeah.
in it. Jim Neighbors. I mean, there's a lot to like about that film.
Right. I totally forgot. I have to give that a rewatch. Cause I saw that was one of the first ones that came on cable. And I think, all my friends and I in the neighborhood are like, oh, man, it's Best Little Whorehouse. So we watched it just for the title.
Yeah, and then you got Dom DeLuise singing about Texas has a whorehouse in it. So it's like a musical. It was a strange part of my childhood. Looking back at things, it's weird that in kindergarten I was watching Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, that's so funny.
And had it. And there wasn't, I mean, the movie wasn't, I mean, graphic. There was one scene at 4750 that I'm not sure the exact time, but there was a scene that got explicit there for a minute. But other than that, I didn't remember that part. I just remember Dom DeLuise being funny and I Will Always Love You was right at the end.
Yeah. And that, you know, and it's funny you say that because like that's like the equivalent of Bart Simpson and his friends going to see The Naked Lunch. And they come out. I think it was like Jimbo or somebody goes, I can think of two things wrong with that title. All right. And what about song? Tell us about that song we just heard. Is that your favorite Dolly song?
Yeah, that's probably the best one. Why'd you come in here looking like that in your high heel boots and your painted on jeans? That's a funny one.
Yeah.
I Will Always Love You is a classic.
Great song.
I don't know why, but I like the Whitney Houston one, but I'm kind of mad about it. Like, that's Dolly's song. How dare you? Jolene is a classic. Everybody's going to say Jolene. But, yeah, Love Is Like a Butterfly. She does a duet with Brad Paisley, When I Get Where I'm Going.
Okay.
That's more of a recent one. That's something in the past 15, 20 years. That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I like most of her songs, but I will say that I Will Always Love You, Dolly Parton's version, is better. And I that's a... To me, that's a small... I understand why they made it a big production number in The Bodyguard. Whitney Houston has a beautiful voice. She's a great singer. But when she just bellows it and puts her arms out, it's too much. It's like overproduced. Dolly's was just simple and sweet. And I heard a guy...
Whispering.
And I was doing stand-up in somewhere, I don't know, probably Ohio or something. I vaguely remember this guy who was singing after the show, just an acoustic guy, and he sang it. Very... kind of a small production, a guy in an acoustic guitar, and it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, and you know the origin, you know what that song's all about?
No.
So she was like kind of hired on, got her big break in the business from Porter Wagner. Porter Wagner wore the big nudie suits. He had a show, and he got Dolly into the game, and at some point Dolly was leaving. She kind of was branching off and starting her own thing.
Oh, wow.
And she wrote I Will Always Love You for Porter Wagner, the guy that got her
no
big break.
Kidding. Oh, that's great. I like a lot of the, like, look, I'm an Anne Murray fan. I admit that. I'm admitting that on the air. Like, could
talking.
I have this dance? You know, there's just such
even
beautiful
even though we
song.
Ain't got money.
Oh, man. That's another one. I heard a guy in the subway in Chicago singing that. And I've never heard anything more beautiful. And nobody will ever know who that guy is. But there's such beauty these people bestow upon us. Okay, so after the news, Stu, can we do the Dolly quiz? You ready? You warmed up? All right, this is fantastic. Stuart Waddles is here, and my friend Tom Boyle says the Al Molinaro statue is also going to be a sundial. So there you go. It's Peach Wobba Nightlight. We're coming back for Act Two after intermission. Enjoy this Dolly Parton on behalf of Stuart Waddles, folks.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Tens of thousands of people are expected to attend today's memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona. President Trump leads the list of speakers. He talked about Kirk at an event last night.
He was unbelievable. He had just an army of young people. They loved him so much. I mean, they're devastated right now. Everybody's devastated.
Vice President J.D. Vance will also attend, and Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, is expected to speak to the crowd. At the U.N. General Assembly tomorrow, France will formally recognize the right of Palestinians to have a state of their own, a decision strongly opposed by the United States. In an interview for today's Face the Nation on CBS, French President Emmanuel Macron calls it a step toward eventually ending the war in Gaza.
If we want to stop this war, if we want to isolate Hamas, the recognition process and the